Well, walking around the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and there's one booth that just stuck out. Jack Haynes, why are you sticking out like this? It's your yellow shirt, I think.
Well, it could be that, or it could be the really nice guns we've got here for sale that we've engraved.
Yeah, it is all about the shirt and the really nice guns that we're going to talk about. The hit. This is a hit at the event here today. We'll talk to Jack in just a minute. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese. Get more details about how you, the consumer, do not need to go to the store. We deliver the most tender beef on the planet to your door. And you do that by going to the website, cpbeef.com. That's short for Certified Piedmontese, cpbeef.com. So create the visual with this, Jack, because this gun you have in front of you, multicolored, red, white, and blue, United States of America, 250 years. Tell us more.
Well, it's a Henry 4570. It's finished actually in seven different tones. You got high gloss nickel primary, then 24 karat gold, antique nickel, high gloss nickel, black chrome, red, blue, just you name it. Limited edition of 250 rifles for the United States of America's 250th anniversary coming up in 2 years. In 36 years of doing this, it is the best project I have ever done. This piece has just gone crazy. I sold seven of them here this morning. It's absolutely a crowd favorite. So
the problem is that once you get a nice one like this, you don't want to go shoot it.
Well, they are fully functional, but as far as an investment end, no. But a majority of our customers, I mean a major majority, will never sell a gun that they have bought from us. It's just too much, becomes too much of an heirloom for them, and they pass them down, but most of them will never be resold. And if you know that's going to be the case, well, why not shoot the heck out of it? So,
yeah, true story. And we're talking about this, which celebrates the birth of our nation, 250 years, now 248 years ago. But I just looked over there, and another one caught my attention because my grandfather, my father, had green tractors. And they did not include a wildlife, Oliver. My dad wanted to name me Oliver, in fact. And the first tractor I ever drove was Oliver. You got an Oliver tractor over there.
That is the Oliver tractor rifle. It is a Henry 3030 in the same finish, with the exception it has green tractors on it.
The right color green, reminder.
Yeah, not it's green and white, thank you. But that is a limited edition of 76 3030s that we're making for, in all actuality, the Northern Lights Oliver Collectors Club here in the upper Midwest. We're doing that as a fundraiser for those folks, and it's been a big hit. It's absolutely dynamite. We also have IH.
What a perfect
red
time
tractors.
To have Northern Light guns available.
Yeah. And or IH, or just did Alice Chalmers, and that sold out in about a week. That amazing. But old tractors mean to people.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
And your shirt could resemble a cockshot tractor. Loose Tales from Bismarck. Be gentle. Stay firm.